anyway, so because the emphasis I wanted to start anyway from the last sugya, I just wanted to be misakid the last sugya of Safik by Shmira. What's the case of Safik by Shmira, where something happens to the chayfas, and either the shamer himself has no idea what happened to it, or the person he had rishus to give it to doesn't know what happened to the chayfas, right? That's the shaila of Safik by Shmira, right? You find these two cases. Both these cases, like we said last week, are things that are negea, because often it turns out that a person doesn't exactly know what happened to the chayfas, and the shaila is whether you're going to be chayv or potter. The most common place where you find it, grana, is by a shaila. By a shayel, the shayel often doesn't know whether the reason why the object doesn't work anymore or broke is because of mesa machas malacha or an inus, or maybe something worse. Okay, one time we had a mesa. I had a mesa in seminary one time that the seminary borrowed a mixer, and they said while mixing the stuff, the mixer just stopped working. So I tried to investigate, and the shayla was whether they were chayav to pay back because they're shayalim. But they said they don't know why it stopped mixing. So, what do you assume if something just stops working? Like if something just stops working mitamo, what do you assume? Do you assume that it's oinus, or you assume it's based on machzor?
Well, often inside, as you make, as soon as you make a very thick dough,
right,
it can break.
It can break the mixer. Mm-hmm. That's a shayla. Is this? What's the story with that? When it's very good. Anyways, I just started a second ago.
There's two more on the stand.
Okay, so I'll wait again. Anyway, so I know it's from Shredish, so I'll go upon him. So that who they come.
I ran up the stairs, did
you? Yeah, I don't know. I hope you look at it.
You have to give everyone the numbers.
Was it closed?
Yeah, I left it open.
They'll call me if they need the number.
What do you call that? You should know the number,
man. 679. You should know the number.
I got it.
He got in. We were waiting.
We start ready?
I just want to spend the beginning of Chabura. Hopefully, it won't take so long. In the last sugya that we learned, I want to handle the just between the second the shitas and the sugya before I move on to the next sugya. Suffolk by Shimer. So I was just saying over that there was a ma'isa that we had. The most common place of the mukhlukah matir of Suffolk by Shimer is a case is usually by a shayel. You have a shayel. And something happens to the chayfas. He doesn't know whether it was mismach malacha, or maybe it was an aynes, or maybe there was a pshia. They don't know exactly what happened to it. It just stopped working. Like I said, we had a case just recently, not recently, whatever. I had a case one time in seminary that the girl borrowed a mixer from one of the sisters of one of the girls in the seminary, and they were making cake for Shabbos, and lamaisa the mixer stopped working. So the question they don't know why it stopped working. Whether it was Mesa Machs Malacha, whether there's something wrong with the outlet. See, there's always a shadow. If something's wrong with the outlet, what's the story with that? Let's say you plug something in and it blows. I'm not talking about where it's 220 and the. What is it in America? 110. 220 and 110. I'm not talking about 220 and 110. Here's 220, 240, right? 250. Whatever, it's the same thing. Well, yeah. In America, it's 110. So that we hear all the time. We hear that from all the people that come with all the shaver shaylas and all the in seminary with the girls, since especially there they bring in all types of things, and they don't and they do know and their friends don't know, and they plug things in and the adapter breaks and they blow everything out, and sometimes they ruin, if you plug in the wrong thing, you ruin the outlet because the outlet shorts and burns out, and then everything gets wrong, right? And then the next people that plug into there, so they're
supposed to represent that it's not
right. So the shaila is when you plug something in and then it stops working, right? So the first thing you have to be mavar is this an oinus, The first thing you have to be aware is this is an einus, or is it mitzvah matzvah lacha? Is it a pshia? Right? So a lot of times they can't tell you.
Well, putting into a plug can never know to tell you in the world it's good pshia.
Right, okay, let's say it's not pshia. So what is it? When you plug in, this is my common child. I don't want to hear Shegi Gamezin. I don't want to hear Shegi Gamezin. Shegi Gamezin doesn't make enough community to me. Shegi Gamezin doesn't make enough community to me. I want to know, when you plug something in and it blows, Is that tinnitus?
No.
What is it?
Everyone should know. I mean, you should always look at the little piece in the side.
No. For sure. If it's the wrong voltage, then it's a pshia.
Oh.
But they're cloud. Unless there's a reason why they should think not like that. But they're cloud, that's going to be a pshia. But they're cloud. If you plug in a 110 into the outlet over here, but they're cloud's going to be a pshia. I'm talking about when you plugged in a normal thing, but because someone blew the outlet before. So anytime you plug anything afterwards, so it burns everything out. You know, you never had that before? Sometimes they burn out, people burn out an outlet.
Right.
So I think you plug in over there will blow.
Yeah.
No? Well, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, so the question is what is that? Is that should they know this, right? You didn't know about it.
The guy made a fire.
Why did
the guy made a fire?
The person that did it.
Yeah.
Whether it's a bar or not, you can't even clear. But Lamaisa.
It's not like a
no, he's away.
It's a bar, you can't even tell. Mm-hmm. You say a bar, a person's away. Like, a human being can see where it's
all. Did it?
Right?
I didn't see it.
I'm not clearing. Look about the first guy. I'm talking about the person that borrowed something and put something in, and suddenly their thing blows out.
What's the difference?
Huh? It's an einus. So I think it's an einus also. It's an einus is going to be chayv, right? Now, there's other cases where you don't know why it stopped working, right? And you can't be mevarer. So you're misopic. Is it an einus or is it mitzvah matzlocha? A lot of times you have that. Mitzvah matzlocha is pshat to normal use, wear and tear, so to speak. The thing just stops working, right? You don't know why it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Was it an einus type of thing? It's almost like the Gemara, like the case of the rush that we saw brought down. The animal died. You don't know why it died. Did it die because Malach HaMos Malach HaMalichasam? Or did it die because it was Nisnagei Nisnagei Machmas HaMalacha? Right, that's a suffix of Mesamach HaMalacha or Einus. And sometimes you can have Pshia element involved also. So we had this case with the mixer, where the mixer just stopped working. But Lamaisa, after Ksas Birurin, after interrogating them a little bit to find out exactly what happened, I found out that the reason why it stopped working was because they put by mistake. I mean, they were making cake, and in order to make the cake, they had to put a bar of margarine inside of the cake.
It was still hard.
It was frozen solid. Yes. So I told them they were pushy, they have to pay. So that was easy. Like sometimes you can get out easily, but otherwise, a lot of times you're so picky exactly what the story is. So you're so exactly what the story is. That brings us to Tower Sugya. So there's two nekudas. There's two. I just want to be misakim the inyan. I know it's in the halacha of the etzer. It's a little bit of a complicated inyan, but on my side, I just want to be misakim it the way it comes out. If you went through the pesach, there's two sibas why halachically you should be mechayed by an ayis. What are the two reasons by a suffix? What are the two reasons why you should be chayiv by a suffix? You're misupik whether something happened to the chayfet that should be mechayiv you or not. One siba is because every shemer has to make a shvuah. If he can't make a shvuah, then the question is what is the halacha? He says he doesn't know. We never make a shvuah in a shema. So do we apply the din of b'tech shen yochel ishav ha-meshalim, or we don't apply the din of b'tech shen yochel ishav ha-meshalim? That's one shaila. That if you say that kavshutai, we say that a person can't make a shua because he doesn't know exactly what happened, then he's going to be chayes to pay. Why? Because it's a din of mitation yachal ishav mishal. That's one reason why it's possible by a suffix by shaimrim you should be chayes. The other reason why it's possible you should be chayes by a suffix by shaimrim is because they, like we said last week, it's any idea. I don't know if I was machzir the chayfet to you. So the seches kaschiyuv, I definitely took the chayfet to you. I'm not sure if I ever returned it to you because I'm not sure whether I became potter. The question is whether it's any of the hechzarticha. If it's I don't know if I returned the chayfet for you, or whether the pshat is whether any of the im nischayafti bechlaf. What's the shayla tali on? Shayla tali is whether there's a chiyuv hashava by shemer. So the shach. Nemzon that they're both the reason a siba to be mechayev. The Shach says you have mitzvah nechol yishav b'mishalim, and it's also in yadayim chazarticha echazarticha. I don't know if I ever returned it to the Shach nemzon. Therefore, paskins like the Rishonim that hold that by suffering in shmira you're going to be chayev to pay. That's the Shach and Sivkat Nemdala. The way to go gedoch the sugya is to try to be miyashiv the two tainas of the Shach. What happened to Vitoich? And what happened to Eidem is im Echzarticha. Those are the two things that you have to go ahead and be mevar. So there are two mahalchim to be miyashiv why you don't say mitoshin yecholi shav mishal by over here by Safa Gashayna. What's the reason? What's the two reasons why? One reason why is the Ksais. The Ksai says, Ikashuas Hashemrim is not Shuas Shuli Pashatiba. Ikashuas Hashemrim is Shuas Shayna Bershusi. So the main left, Ikashuas Hashemrim is Shuas Shayna Bershusi. And the only reason why you make a Shuas Shuli Pashatiba is a Gilgul Shuas. And the Shuas the person can make over here is only Shuas Shuli Pashatiba. Because it's definitely, I mean, the Chafetz is around. Look, it's broken. It's here in front of us. I'm willing to return it to you. Shuas Shayna Bershusi you could make. Avada, the Chafetz is right here. We don't have to make a Shuas Bechlal. Only handura is the gabi shua shali pashatiba. So that's a gilgul shua. Sachtik says that a gilgul shua we don't make, we don't say mitzvah yachol yishav mishalom. So that takes care of the first time. The Nesivas argues. The Nesivas says ikar shua is not shua shali shali shena brashusi. Take a shua shali pashatiba. If that's the case, and lachari shashem b'talich, you can't make a shua shali pashatiba because you don't know what happened to the chayfetz. Says the Nesivas because here it's lehavon leilameda. It's not possible for you to have known exactly what the serving the chayfetz is. It's not shot that you were mazniach the chayfetz somewhere and memela you're pesheya and therefore that's the reason why you don't know what the serving the chayfetz is. No, you know it's not possible. It's not shaykh to be mevar exactly what the siba of the death of the chayfetz was. So memela since lava lelameda and the lava lameda nishke boitaf of shia. So memela says then the siba you don't say mitzvah niyachol of lishav mishalom. But lava lelameda. And the level of Meida doesn't come from a Shiel. We don't say Mitzvah Nechol Yishav Mishal. So those are two reasons why Mitzvah wouldn't work. What about the second reason? The second reason of Eni Yedeya Mechaz Articha. So that we said is going to be a big Machlis Vishayim. There's a big Machlis Vishayim and whether by every Shayimrim there's a Chiyav Hashav or not. When you take the Chayfetz, it's a Pshat that I have it now and I'm Mechuyit to be, there's a Din that I'm Mechuyit to go ahead and return it to you. If so, then it's by me and until I give it back to you, I'm going to be Potter. I'm sorry, until I give it back to you, I'm going to be Chayav. That's what one of them says, and then the other Rishonim say no. It's like any adaya, in ischayafti. The pshat is nochi abashava. It's kolichad isav reshus demari. He says it's kolichad isav reshus demari. He says so. I may want to give it back. It's when there's a suffix, and I'm not able to give it back because of the suffix. So there, since noches kaschiyot. So the chiyuv only starts would only be start from the shast of the that the oinus happened since the chiyuv where the pshia happened whatever it was we're not sure what it was so then since we don't know whether there was a chiyuv b'chlal in the day of you're going to be potter
but it's in the shus
nachon
and he didn't give it back
right so the vard is
we don't know
so the vard is because like the soyback pikadon is it's different than gneva and things like that because the etzem by pikadon is kol hichad isav reshus of the marisa so mamela. It's still by the Bailam. The Pshat is when the Aynas happens, and so the Bondus would be is let's say Yerushim Achinam and Aynas happens. The Aynas is the Chazar. That's the way the Achrayim refer to it. The Aynas is like the Chazar. It's like I gave it back. If you're not sure what happened, Lamaisa, until the thing happened, it's by the Bailam. It's Be'etzim by the Bailam. So since it's Be'etzim by the Bailam, so it's Ein Yadayin is Chayafti B'chlal, because only Siba to be Mechayiv is the ma'ira that happened to the chayfetz? That's what the ra'ah said. The ksay says in the ra'ah. I mean, this is the ksay says in the ra'ah and the rashba. Tamid the rashba says this mahal that it's any of the things. So b'kitzer l'maisa. Behel b'chaznish, which I don't want to get into right now. Chaznish has a whole different mahalach in the sugya. I'm not going to get the chaznish right now. But the Helam B'chazanish, Kevshut has a Machlik Zvishayim. But since the Machlik Zvishayim, any time you have a Suffolk, exactly what happened to it, as long as the Shemer is the Mochzik, it's Gwizei Yishret Tzvi Mechayim. So whatever, with this type of thing we've been the Suffolk. What happened to the Chayfetz, whether it was a Mitzmach Malacha, or an Aynes, or a Pshia, or Demet Tegneva Aveda, these types of things, we weren't sure whether it was something that the person to be mechayev is not possible for us to be mevar exactly what happened to the chayfetz. Then it's going to be very hard to be mechayev because it's going to blindly get anything to chayafti and we tell you don't have. according to the way the Achorin or Mazur. So Mela, how can you be mechayev a person to part with his money and pay back in a matzav of a suffik? So it's going to come out lemaisa in the shaila of a suffik.
Well, would it be right for the person to pay?
This is up to shaila. You should know. And I'm surprised no one asked me the shaila until now. Was it right for someone to pay? A sfeik of the dina, is it right for someone to pay?
Well, the chiyuv shamayim mechayev.
The
chiyuv stalwe. The chiyuv stalwe.
The chiyuv
stalwe. The chiyuv stalwe. The chiyuv
stalwe.
The chiyuv stalwe. The chiyuv stalwe. The chiyuv stalwe. The chiyuv stalwe. The chiyuv stalwe. The chiyuv stalwe. The chiyuv stalwe. The chiyuv stalwe. The chiyuv stalwe. The chiyuv stalwe. The chiyuv stalwe. The chiyuv stalwe. The chiyuv stalwe. The chiyuv stalwe. So he wasn't satisfied with going to any rabbi. He went to Rabbi Yashiv to ask him the shaila. So Rabbi Yashiv told him that, you know, al pidin your potter, but Lamai said there's a shita, the shita gubetzes vav mitzia, that the etzim says you're chayiv. He says kedai to pay. So we never knew what to do with that. What's with that?
Could we have some posos mufid the chasidus?
Maybe.
It should be. Maybe.
We never knew. He says to himself, we never knew if the Pesach Zamas, that's the big teretz to the big kasha, the old Achreinish or early Achreinish kasha. That how can you say Hamatzim Chayev Lavaraya every time if you're Chayev on the side you're Chayev, you owe him the money. So if you don't pay him, you're a Gazel. So Safi Yisur L'Chumra.
Why is he missing?
What do you mean, Michael?
Well, the money. He wants the money. He accepts it. He's lost.
No. So the shaila is what happened to Nisr Gezel, right? This is the after kasha that Rishul
Tessin. What's the Gezel?
Huh?
Well, the chiyuv to pay.
One of the basic truths that they say, maybe the Ksais himself says it, or Reb Shimon says it, I can't remember. One of the Achranim say it, is what's the Seder Atzmar? Right? That's really what you're saying. If everything comes with Asachas, the kasha is a good kasha. Lamaisa, we don't know what to do. But there's a Lamaisa, Safi Gezel. The tzaddi owes money, you have to pay him. But the pshat is Hamotz v'chaveri paskin. If Hamotz v'chaveri paskin, that means the money's yours, so it's not Gezel. But that's only if Hamotz v'chaveri in the Seder Advarim, when it comes to Pesach, we say that Hamotz v'chaveri is machria before anything else comes around, right? So that's really what, you know, in Chesh Mishma, we push Hamotz v'chaveri v'raya so much. But you know, you can't be behelim the fact that one second if you feel the money you have to pay it, right?
But before Yosha's story, is there anybody else who's going to say this thing about the Shemayim and positive?
Not that I know of. Because you have to learn a little bit. It gets back also to the shal of Kimli. When a person says Kimli, like a Das Yochid, let's say, so, is that right? In other words, is that a right mahalach to do? I know, I understand he's saving money, but is that right to do? Right? You hear the
right in the time what?
The time
yashus. Roy puts in passing chayav, and you have one sheet and you're part.
Right. So he wants to get out of it. So he says, I can't believe that sheet.
So
there's a kesnak daila. So we were bothered by this for a long time. Whether Kimli is. Because Lamaisa, that's the business of the time.
Yashus means Rish is a chayav to pay.
Right.
How can you say that? No, that's chassidus.
So we don't know. He doesn't know the pshat, and we can't ask Rabbi Baruch anymore. I don't know if anyone knows. I don't know.
That's chassidus. Come a chayav medina, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yashus
means what the
pshat
is.
The pshat's away. It's a hashkafa shayla. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be better to make a pshar between them?
Sometimes they do.
I don't like a pshar.
You don't want to. So it depends whether the Baal Din is willing to be nachas of pshar. Depends how stark his tayin is. If his tayin is very stark and says no, kimli, and we just
want to. What's that say?
So he'll say that you say, what's mechayev el varai? What's mechayev el sapsak? So then, there's no
one to fish money. You can also say, you can say the Yashas thing. The Yashas don't check to the sheep.
Let's
do this.
If someone says,
watch this thing, and you never do a shikha, and might say you ran away, you're out of there. So you never do a shikha, you're a potter.
Right,
no problem. If I so Yashas, you should pay also.
Right.
Yeah? Just like Yashas, the sheep is each stage, Yashas, you should.
The ashes are right. The ashes are right. They should have been fine, yes. Yeah. Here's a matzah that they say that they don't put any in Meiser because the matzah chared. They make sure to take out the Meiser.
Well, no.
The matzah is one of the head matzahs.
One of the head matzahs.
You take out the Meiser. You make sure not to put it in because then it's not lachem.
Okay.
So if your mat put on onto your head matzah shouldn't have any Meiser in it besides. So your chayu should be machmir. I mean, you're not losing
the Amos Chorei. Oh, you mean Amos Chorei? I hear. No, but Amos Chorei, right, that's, you mean out to the Meiser, Meiser Rishon.
Yeah, they take
Meiser Rishon, Amos Chorei,
right.
What is it for? You can ask the same kasher by was chavir levarai by meister rishon. I don't know. I suppose it's true. But anyway, it could be.
I don't know.
When do we ever say kodol gavar? We never learned the case that we said kodol gavar. Well, to be the best man win. When was the last time you? There is a Muslim in the Gemara, but we don't come out of the game. When we say when no one's a muksik and say whatever, it's when's in the game. Say them. So we have to know the kol. When you would say kol don gavar, which is rare. We don't say kol don gavar often. Most of the time, there's a muksik. We say kol don gavar when there's not a muksik. So most of them, in certain circumstances, they call them. Any akoponim, if whoever's a mufsik, b'derek klal is going to have yada al yada. So if you remember the case that we spoke about last week with the pitum that fell off, and we're not sure why it fell off. So the marais that Rabbi Martin Tain is that people come to the rav and ask the rav how much they think the thing is worth. I'm not 100% sure. That in Bezdin they would be mechuyif to pay, as long as they can taina, but if in a convincing way that at least it's a suffix, that maybe the reason why it fell off was because it was a shvacha pitum, and they whatever it's possible that's the case. In other words, there is a leidas hasuffik, there is a matzav of suffix on azat sad. If the pitum falls off while the esrei is in transport, I think that. You would not be able to mechayev the buyer, the potential buyer, to pay a cent.
Even if you banked it once? There's one time of bank.
Someone just came to me this week about this. Not Nesrig, obviously, but yeah. Hakol Lefi Hazman. He said that he lent a 12 rib heater to someone. And the guy needs it back now, so he asked to get it back. The guy is happy to give it back. Presses a switch, turn it on, doesn't work. So he goes back to the guy and he tells him, do you know that the heater doesn't work anymore? So I was like getting nervous already that they're going to get into the worst star when there's an argument. Yeah, when Kol's mana was by me, it was working. That's what I was waiting for, because those are the worst ones, because he had mamash about chashing. We don't know when the thing happened. So then already things get complicated. So the guy says, yeah, it's possible it doesn't work. So he says, why? He says, because one time it fell over on its side. So what is that enough? Is that enough of a reyes to make a pshia?
Question: the boss was used.
Well, he used
the office and used the
office. He didn't.
Why is it enough?
The question is whether this was the goyer for the switch not working. That was my shaila. So I was nervous that the guy was going to say, yeah, it fell over once. Well, Lamaisa, what's that do with the switch? Why in the world should the switch work? That has to do stam. That's what I was nervous at. So the guy, he says, so I just thought being ma'ir that this mamet the shaila came up this week. But Maisa, the mashals told me that the guy was masking. He said, you're right, fine. It could be the switch is broken because of that. Just tell me how much money I have to pay. So, you know, that's good. I thought I was gonna have to get involved in Power Sugi a little bit, but
why don't you have to though?
Because it's mistaver. It's because once it fell over once, like you're saying. if you bang the eserg once, that I think is already a reisa. And if the guy's, listen, my nakuda always was, if the guy is ready to pay, that means. People have a hard time parting with money. Right? If a guy is willing to cough up the money, then I know that. No, but it gives me an indication that the guy knew that it was broken before you returned it, as he was embarrassed to say.
That's true.
Even though I didn't ask him that. He said it was broken. No, the question was when.
He said the switch didn't work.
When he asked his child, like, I've had cases where someone borrowed an iPad from their friend in seminary, this happened. They borrowed it, and she returned it. And a day later, the girl wanted to use it. It didn't work. So she went back to the shayel. And the shayel said, "By me, it was working the whole time. I have no idea what happened in between." So what in the world do you say to do then? That's not uncommon. They totally deny it. So there's no aid, there's no nothing. You have to just work with information that you have. That's it. You're stuck. She says it's working. They say it's not working. Well, what are you supposed to do? What chazaka are you supposed to be saying? It's the cheskas that it works, right? When she left it, it was working.
Right.
And only now, so there's a cheskas, there's chazaka to make kara, but there's also this cheskas moment over here.
Reis lefaneinu, which is
haribula lefaneinu. I'm learning to get past the slips for standing now. Yeah, haribula lefaneinu, right? And you have a cheskas agof, but lemaisa you have a cheskas moment. That's always the problem.
The shayel
is most like the gout. Then you're stuck again.
No, if you can't get my stuff, right? No, if she didn't sacrifice my stuff, only after you plugged in it, then she'll get my stuff.
We have to figure out what happened. She can tie that. It's always afterwards when you're tying. I'm not 100% sure if you're right that you're saying is true. But she has to tie it before she gives it. She has to say, "Oh, by the way, it doesn't work." And
raise her demand.
No, I don't think so. I think the part is she'll say
she's
that.
Embarrassed in the beginning.
Yeah.
So let's say she says it was working fine, and at this time she checks every time. Like,
when you give it back,
it
was working. Tell I gave it.
So she has. Then she has to. Then you have to ask what happened. Then you ask what happened to it.
Says it was working fine. I don't know. Now you're plugging it, it's not working.
So it depends what you find. She says she has no idea what happened to it. That's okay. Our
still, even though you check it right away.
Yeah. If she times, if a lot of times if you check it right away, then the pshat is that you can catch them. They'll say, yeah, it fell, whatever, things like that.
Otherwise,
they're
chanam. You didn't take it back yet.
Then what?
Then what is
it? Still in her rishus. It's good. So it doesn't work. Even if it's in her rishus and it doesn't work. And she says, this is masulach.
She said this. What the fuck?
Right. She doesn't know what happened to her.
Right.
She doesn't know. Could be that it just stopped working. These things happen. It just went on the plate.
That's
a suffix. That's a suffix. She's moiled us a suffix.
So there's no mile in checking it right away.
Sometimes you catch them, right? They're the get thing. It's only strategically. Etzem, halachically, you're in a tough position if it's mamish. If they're able to tie the matzav of suffix, now you already sound like this is what I'm going to get. Even Mitzvah Malacha. So that Bezra Hashem, next week we're going to learn the sugya of Masna Shayel via Chayim Vakoil. How in the world a Shayel can be Chayiv even a Mitzvah Malacha? How you can be Mechayiv? Do you need a Kinyan? You don't need a Kinyan. It's not so, so, so.
Okay.
But. This is one of the things that Rabbi Rimmer was through when he was in the Chavurah. Make sure that when everything
is it's not the right to really charge him, if you think about it. Because it's your machine when it's coupled.
Right. But we'll learn the same stuff. It's not the same. But you don't know. You can make it.
Now you look at everything.
Right.
But
she can always say she's not lying.
So
there's no one to talk to by the car rental.
All the time
you
do it, you come back. Of course, they can mark certain things. It's impossible to see all of them.
So,
the bottom of the car comes down. Something else happens. They don't do anything else. They always want to be beside you, and I want to cancel my credit card.
Right.
That's always a big stuff that comes up. But I know it wasn't for me.
So there's a lot of that child comes up a lot in the summer.
The
phone is ringing off the hook with the car rental shilohs. One after another after another. I tell I don't answer car rental shilohs. These car rental shilohs the reason why it's hard to answer car rental shilohs is first of all it's difficult to deal with them. That's the main problem. That's not the real reason. The real reason is because you sign a contract when you do a car rental, and they kill you.
Right.
What are you supposed to do? People always call up and say, well, my friend really wants a car. Can I give it to him? Just to drive, down
the
road.
The Mechavi for negligence.
I'm the that's the question. Are you the Muchtzeh? That's a second class question. In other words, you want to know something happened to the car. Right, but you said that you're claiming that happened before. They're claiming it happened after. It's not exactly our case, right? Or the case that happened to you. Let's be more the Rabbi Katz's case. Okay, do you mind if I say over the case that happened to you? Okay, if I remember correctly, one time I got a phone call from Rabbi Katz. And he tells me that he's driving his car on the Tel Aviv-Yerushalayim highway. And he said the molding on the door flew off. While he was driving, the Emsan is here. Did that mold do nothing? No one bumped against him. No one nothing. It just flew off. Just by itself. So he said he knows when he goes back that they're going to be Machayev.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But it wasn't negligence. I told him right away, look at the...
Prove it.
So it depends, it depends whether they're not doing what's right. Now they're going to take away your money even though it's like
the courts.
No, but he's saying no. He has no way to prove it. He said that, so I asked him, read me the contract. So he read me the contract. He says that something happened that because of your negligence. So I said, if you are borrowed that you were not negligent, so that that's a mishri potter. The question is, they're going to take your money anyway because they're going to see. They're not going to believe you.
Right.
But you know 100% that you were negligent. What in the world? What are your options?
We tell you this one.
What do you write? What can you do? What can
they
you do?
Credit card already,
huh? What are you supposed to do? It's not right. It's not fair. Right?
Right.
That's what he was screaming.
Right.
It's not fair.
Right.
And also, you start with it. There's no dent there. There was no damage. You see a scratch or something. There's nothing there.
Right.
So what happened, Lamaisa?
Lamaisa, I canceled it, and because it's an American company, it's American Express. Over here, they don't work all of English. They never responded to American Express. They probably can never do. You're almost like 100% sure if you can't you're going to win.
And not always, you should know. So I told him that I mastered him to cancel the payment.
I told him, and they weren't
being helpful.
The only thing I always did, we're going to check the guy before the car to see, like that sort of thing. Then we return the car, that shows nothing. So that was the whole thing. Oh, we checked him. He didn't complain about it. But when I was on Friday, I was in the lot. Every car has the same issue on the bottom. Now that I'm actually like observing it, every car has an issue. The sum is that you're going to have an issue. It's not like the sum is that you have a good car. Every car is in the bottom is like scratched.
That's your option. You know, if you're a borrower, what happened? So then,
you
can cancel credit. But I just know this canceling credit card thing comes up. We get these shilohs a lot, where people come in with their tightness and they say, no, they didn't give us what we wanted, and they say they want to cancel a credit card. Right. Someone just told me that they went to here in Eretz Yisrael to get invitations printed for themselves. They printed a bunch of invitations. They weren't happy the way it came out, and the person was being very difficult. And then they had the credit card number. Well, he wants to cancel the thing.
Kofan American Express didn't pay them.
But you should just know. You're saying of Spar. It's not 100%. It's not 100% borrow what you're saying. If they have your credit card, whether they're, well, who's a Muxer or not? The same thing is very similar to the security check, right? The security check. But the security check, you're a Muxer or not.
What do you mean security?
But it's those days.
Well, why? Because
they don't mean
late to you. Yeah. The money's
still in his account. His money's still in his account. Shows what a check is, the complicated chayla. It's very negaya by rentals. Very negaya by rentals. If you're serious, because if you're a...
You could have already swiped your credit card.
So the thing is, this is the thing, what we have to be mavar. The thing with mavar is, any time, I'm going to throw this out, I want to move on. But any time you use your credit card, so there's a policy. When a store agrees to accept credit cards, At least in America. Anytime when you use an American credit card, that's the case. Here with the Israeli credit cards, they don't have the same. It's not exactly the same, but with the American credit cards, if you agree to take an American credit card, that means that you're being nachas to the tenuam of the credit card. Also, the tenuam of the credit card is that the person, if he decides to dispute the charge, you have to be able to come up with a reason why the person's time is not a good time. So it could be in the tenuam of the shtamshas of the credit card, you always have a right to dispute a charge. That's a shtarket sad that to go ahead and dispute a charge shouldn't be a problem anyway. Because that's the company will decide does lead in the ganze tonight with the credit card. I'm late to these days. These days I'm very
late to that.
Next, the credit card companies obviously are not as customer friendly as in Chutzlars. And as far as I know, they will not let you dispute a charge.
Right.
Once you paid.
No, it's Israeli law.
But
you're not allowed to.
Yeah, you can't stop. It's much more complicated here.
You can dispute any card.
I just had a story just now I know Rabbi Yehuda has made a statement before. I just want to make a little clarification. With a credit card, and he disputed a certain thing with the rental car company here at Israel, and the credit card company declined the dispute.
Right.
He lost.
Really? Yeah. You're not allowed to do
it. With an American credit card.
American.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's Nish Boro, what you said. The guy called me up. I told him, I said, listen, you know, I think you could. He called me up also. The guy was in America already. He called me up and he said, the credit card, they're dragging him through. It's already 6 months that they're dragging him through the whole thing. And he wants to dispute the charge. So, because there also was more complicated. It could be when it's not so much money, it's not worth it. There, the shot was, someone hit him, hit his car. So, when he brought the car back, he gave the credit card company, the rental car company, the information of the mazik.
Mm-hmm.
But the rental car company charged him for all the things, and never gave him any money back. So he disputed it.
Sure.
But Lamaisa, he lost, and he said they made him pay the charge. So he had to pay the damages. I don't know exactly. I wasn't involved in the back and forth. But I'm just telling you,
they're right.
I was one time in a. I'll tell you. This is a maisa with me. I was one time there. I was one time in a rental car place. I was trying to rent a car, and a guy was returning the car. And the guy behind the counter looks at the key and he says, "Just 1 second." And he pulls out a camera. He says, shows him a picture on the camera. He says, "See this? Is this that car that you're returning?" He says, "Yeah." He says, you bought the Wadi Jules yesterday to be repaired, didn't you? And he said, yeah. He said, why? He said, well, someone smashed, some door got smashed in. So he said, we're gonna charge you, and we'll see if the repair that they did was repaired properly. What are you doing? They have spies.
And at the rare places?
By the rare places. I mean, a lot of times it's Arab, you know, the rental car places, there's a lot of times Arab. But yeah, they're friends. Don't go to Wadi Jules. That's what I tell everyone. It's a good shiloh whether that's considered a good tikkun, but the fact that they can catch you on it and they can nail you. Because you paid, what they do then is you pay for the repair over there, and they'll tell you it's not good enough, and they'll take money again, and they won't do a thing.
Is this someone not from place? From place would accept a good repair.
From place? I'm talking about what
from rental place.
What from rental? I'm talking about in Yerushalayim on Yirmiyahu.
They never repair it. Just take your money.
Right.
That's always the case.
Especially in the from places, because the from guys are happy to take a rented car. I have a friend that he wants the chachila with a rented car. That way they can't run him up when he returns it. As much.
Don't you have insurance? Don't you have to pay insurance for that?
Depends. Some things. It's a minimum. Depends how much. It's complicated. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's leave the rental car situation. Rental car situation is always messy. Okay. Let's go in the next sugya. I told everyone they should get going in the next. So next sugya, now I'm allowed to say, is from the, is one of my favorite sugyas in Shomrim. It's a sugya of what the halacha is. When the person doesn't know the true value of the chayfetz that he takes, I mean the truth is I want to talk about this. Two halakim to the sugya, and the sugya is geboyt on the Gemara in Bava Kama Basama Beis, that the Gemara discusses someone that gives a dinar zohav to someone to watch. Gemara says there's two Gemaras that I want the island to be to show on dinar zohav to watch. And he told him, "Yizari bashal kasefu." Yizari bashal kasefu. So it says, "Gami shmira."
You want the yellow?
It was probably. What am I supposed to say? The Gemara. I just learned. What?
You
got two malchus. What there was something. I never saw the Gemara. I just learned the Gemara Yuma.
Five or seven.
And none of them were white.
Green, I think green.
Right?
It was green gold.
No, it was green gold. It was yellow, red.
It was green. Gold is green. Like
fine, good, whatever. Play
there.
But instead, it's kesef. Yeah, that's scripture what the case is. Okay, so it says if anything happens to the chayfetz, if a pshia happens, he's only chayfetz to pay silver because that's what he was mekabel on himself. If he's mazik, Gemara says, Mahabal chal gabi daraskasa. Why in the world were you mazik? Right, that's one case. The next case, later on in the Gemara discusses the case of the chest with the diamonds, yeah? The chest with the diamonds. The guy saw a chest. For some reason, I don't know, he was in a bad mood. Decided to kick it into the river. So the Gemara says that diamonds you can't expect to be in the chest. So not necessarily you're going to be chayv, but if there's money in it, then you're going to be chayv. For my son, there were diamonds in the chest. And the Gemara says that you're going to be putter for paying for diamonds. Right? That's the Gemara. Tysus asks, what's a nafkamina? My havel chal gabi daaskasa. What's a nafkamina between by the case and the Rishonim, all the said of all the Rishonim? Because Gemara, the Rishonim discuss over there that by in the case of silver and gold, the Gemara says that you're mechuyev to pay for gold. In the case of the chest, you're not mechuyev to pay for diamonds. If it's a mazik, it sounds like seems from the Gemara, the earlier Gemara, that as long as you're mazik something, you're going to be high for the full price. Why later on you're not high for the full price? That's the Taisa's kasha. What's Taisa's answer? Says there's a difference. What's the difference? The difference is that in the case of gold and silver, you should have understood that perhaps the reason why he was telling you that it was silver is because he wants you to take it on and to watch it. And he's nervous you're going to say no if you tell him that it's gold because it's very expensive. You tell him it's silver, so in Mela, you think, so you should have chap. So when you're mazik, you should have understood there was that small chance that it was gold. So since you knew, it was gold, your chayv. But shaken by the diamonds, that's not the case. By the diamonds, cloud that it was diamond, so in Mela, you're going to be potter. Okay, that's the Gemara. So this halach is gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph Siftal. I want to talk first, just because Milsa Sutrasa more, the case of mazik. Before I get into the case of Shomrim, The Mishnah Aleph discusses also the case of Mazik. The case of Mazik is very, very negeya. I'll tell you why it's negeya. The Gemara says, by the case of Mazik, see the biyadayim mishal mishalzav. If you master biyadayim, then you pay shalzav. The Rishonim bring down that case, like we said, is only when it's havli lasuki adayte, that there's a chance that maybe it was takagol. There's no chance at all. Then that's not the case. So what do we have? So over the years, I can offhand think of two cases halacha lemaisa that we had a paskin on that were negay this halacha, the halacha of hezek. I want everyone to understand. There's two cases they have to know. There's a case of shimrim, when you didn't realize how much the chefetz was worth. You thought it was silver, and really it was gold. There you only have to pay silver, but that's only if it's a pshia. But if you're an adam amazgah, means you did a maisa b'yadayim to the chefetz that shared it, that shepherded it, they could be high of gold. Unless it's blamed in the case of kasvus of diamonds, the chest full of diamonds. So, what was there's two cases. One case was a case. I told you the case of the birthday cake. I told you the case last week. So the case of the birthday cake. What the halacha? What happened? There was money inside of the birthday cake. The person threw it out in the airport because it was melting. That's not a case of shmir. That's a case of mazik b'yadayim. Mazik b'yadayim. Chai or potter?
Potter.
Potter. Yeah. Did you learn the Gemara?
Chest.
Chest. So I think a potter also. That's the case. We had a case. When I told someone of this case, and I saw afterwards that he was shterdel, and he told me a story that happened to him. So I realized that it's Echot Shem Stein. A guy one time called up the cleaners to come pick up cleaners from his house. We do that here. Yeah, we'll do that. So he wasn't going to be home. So he told the cleaner that he's going to put the clothing outside his house in a bag. Cleaner calls him up. There's no bag. There's no hat. Finds out that his upstairs neighbor was walking down the steps and he saw a bag in front of the other person's house, a garbage bag. Took it. Threw in the garbage. Thought he was doing the guy at Chesed, taking his garbage out for him. The mice, he threw it out all his clothing.
He does every day.
I told this over to another guy, and he says, before I told him Allah, he says, oh, you have to hear what happened to me. He said that he said on the same day he did the same thing. He called up, he had a dry cleaning to be done, and you know, obviously I think he was cleaning out his closets. So he all the stuff that needed dry cleaning, he was finally sent to the dry cleaner, and the stuff that he wasn't using anymore, he was sending to the gemach.
He switched it.
So he called up the different people, and they said, you know, he said also he left it out. So the ma'isa, the gemach person, took all his wife's good clothing.
Oh, right.
And he said that we're talking about, it's a well-to-do fellow, and we're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And he brought it, he said, oh, come pick it up, bring it to the gemach. He said he found it afterwards. He said he left it outside in front of, he hung it up like, you know, outside in Meisharim for all the people to come and take. He said that when he found out, like, he had to go change, he said they came out and lost everything. Because it was very good stuff. So people just not much just took it. And the dry cleaner stuff. And then he had to pay for the gemach stuff being dry cleaned. That was to make, you know. It's a stress. thing. He told me he wasn't.
That's
oh, no, no. So that's why I want to say. I have a different child too. Which one's a shaykh? More of a shaykh?
No, what happened?
Guy in two is more of a shaykh?
He's more confusing.
There's two bags of clothes.
No, so it's more confusing.
So the shaykh is the thing. What am I trying to tell you?
He says the second guy's less of a shaykh.
No, no, no. Which guy's the second guy?
Story.
The owner's more confusing.
Who's of shaykh? The owner.
The owner.
So then he's not high himself. So you're saying neither of them are going to be high.
He means. Oh, you mean the picker-upper is less of
shaykh. The picker-upper is less of shaykh.
Ah, yeah. So that's what I want to say. So here you have two cases, and you have to dan whether it was Havali Lasuki at Dante or not. At the end of the day, this is what you should go down. So you have nothing else to go with. You have one line in the Shulchan Aruch that discusses the case, right? You didn't say anything. It looks like
what was the situation? He told the Gemara to pick up one of the two bags.
He told him that I'm going to leave bags. I'm not sure.
How
are they
supposed to know?
Huh?
How do you feel?
You
have two different clothing bags.
Yeah.
Did one of them say
Gemachlan
and one say
Cleaners?
Like,
I don't remember. That's the truth. It doesn't make so much sense. Why you would do something like that? I can try to be Mavar and Asoif with the Pratim word. But it wasn't a Gale Mice anymore. So I just let the guy just wanted to yeah, he needed a hug. That was all. You know, he told me he went to me, Shara, and he tried chasing everything. He said he's not going to go to the Gemach and ask him for the money. So the guy wasn't a gas, right?
Can he cancel from his Meister money?
Yeah, he can do that.
It's a lot of money. He didn't even give it stock.
That's already a good shine one. He weren't b'chavad to give it stock.
Stock? Meister says even if you not fell out, you're back
to it. No, yeah, it's true. Nice. There, the shot is. No.
Stucker or Meister?
Meister. That's a good child. I'm not 100% sure what the halach is. I'll tell you why, I have to end in two minutes. I'm not going to be able to deal with the Shmir Chalchel of the Sugya. I want to deal with the Shmir Chalchel of the Sugya. But the Meister, the reason why I'm suffered by this case is because there's a common child that people ask regarding like Stucker. They say what they do is they lend someone money, and they're hoping that, and they lend it. Halva gemura. But Maisa, they see the guy's having a hard time to paying it back, and they say, you know what? They said just keep it. Are you going to stop? Is that Maisa or that is not? Because he didn't give it. Pshat Maisa
to
Tarsus.
I give anything else tonight. I knew that would be that tonight.
There's a true amount of discount. It's not Pasha Bechal that you're going to raise my soup that. So here also, since you didn't give it a chachila, there's Saka, I'm not 100% sure whether you can be. Could be. So, but I'm not Baruch Gamri about what the halach would be in that case. I don't know. Saka.
How
did
you
come
out
of I wasn't sure he met the first case. Well, what's the first case?
Yeah, no, I have to take the guy's garbage.
He does every day.
You see a garbage outside someone's house, and you're a nice guy. Like sometimes I see the garbage outside. I know that the husband will take out the garbage. His poor wife has to shut the garbage out. I'd much rather.
I don't know that it's not garbage.
Huh?
No. It's a garbage bag outside your house.
I have to check inside.
No, you don't check inside, but you could tell if something's garbage out. No, if you really look, you can tell the bag is
filed. So, truth is, you have to speak to the guy that threw it out, right? What was he thinking?
I mean, I brought my garbage out to a long time. No one took it.
I hear that. No, but I can hear that someone want to take it. All I'm telling you is that I'm laying out the cases for you. I don't remember. I don't. What would be the halacha there? I'm out of the shayla at the end of the day. I'm just telling you the shayla at the end of the day. These are the hard shaylas. Shayla at the end of the day is the only guideline you have is the lush of the rishon. It's not even mufurish in the shulchan aruch. You have this one case that if you're mazik something you're chayav. But lamais you have a different case that says if you're lovely after that you're potter. At the end of the day we have to dan. Is it an einus gomor or is it not an einus gomor? That at the end of the day is going to be our shayla. The fact that you see a garbage bag sitting outside someone's house, is that an einus gomor or is that not an einus gomor? Yes or no? A similar shayla is that.
Try to tell us blacked up. This is a garbage
you could
open
easy
to.
But people don't open garbage.
Why would you
find that? You're going to open some garbage, so I'm looking through the garbage.
What is the front of the
plant? You keep the chest in the river. So things the chest in the river. Why do you keep the chest
into
the river?
The shayla is you are a masvi a dime. Masvi a dime, even though. You didn't really mean it, right? But Lahav Lesa Gedaita. Lahav Lesa Gedaita.
You can't pay the public for chess. That's right.
So we're emasculating your chess.
You're garbage.
Right.
Even if the other side is garbage, right?
Like the Yishum is not in God's garbage.
Right.
That's so shit. You're not.
So shit.
You say you are a type. The dime is ridiculous. The only question is, here's the garbage bag. You say there's nothing in the garbage bag.
Garbage is garbage.
Right.
Garbage. No. That makes sense, right? Garbage is garbage. I don't know.
You have a story. You think your garbage bag is garbage.
What's the case?
I want to hear that. What's the
passion
by chest?
People keep
those on chest.
I
want money. Passion is money. Passion is money. Pashas is money. We have a Pashas.
Yeah,
so, so the Shal is. I don't know. I just tell you, those are the cases they have to shtel tzutu when it comes to this halach. Those are cases. Also, people clean things out. Someone came over to, they're cleaning out the machsan, you know, they're throwing out things right and left. Someone came to them and said, he threw out my good stuff. So they have to go back and figure out what's going on. But the first thing you have to think about, you have to be mavar. But this thing is that's the sugya. The sugya is mazvi a dime. You didn't realize the worth of something, and you threw it out. Like I said, that's a mazvi. All these cases, right? If you put up a sign, maybe then you're a peshe, whatever. I didn't see the sign. I'm not masking to the sign. Who are you to put up a sign? A chutzpah? You know, the whole thing. Yeah, all the times. Right. It's not a. You have to work through all the times. This is the thing. But that's the first shlav of the sugya. The second shlav of the sugya is the case of shmira, and that was the case I told you last week with the necklace, where the girl lost the necklace. She thought it was a regular piece of fashion jewelry, and the truth was it was a gold necklace, but she didn't realize the worth of the thing. So I don't know where exactly the item was holding. Where's the worth of the item holding?
There's a piece of finished. Another story that's a
machine. Oh, so that's the question. I'm running out of time here. The item finished all the marmakams in that? No. So finish all the marmakams in that. I want to discuss this case and other cases that came up where there was the person didn't realize the value of the chayfets that was borrowed. We have to down on the cases.
People were trying to
the halacha will change. Like in this case with the borrowed necklace, she wouldn't have borrowed it. She told me that when she asked to borrow it, the lady girl picked it up, threw it to her. These types of things could make a big difference. That type of shayla. That these are the things you have to clarify about.
The girl is something to know. It's a mother.
Right, I know. Father, you're right. But the question is Lamaisa. Is it a machlekes over here? It's not a machlekes. Hayes is not the case. Shine. Okay, fine. Very good. Very good. So Bez Hashem, I'm just trying to finish up the sugya. I'll be back in the Bez Hashem 12:15 today. I'll actually finish up the sugya, and I have the next sugya we're learning. I have it; it's already ready to go. Is the sugya of Tanai, which is a basic sugya. If you want to become a shemir, you want to pater yourself, you don't want to accept it. We touched on it a little bit in the beginning, but now we're going to learn the sugya for real. If you want to open a gemach and you don't want to have to deal with Mesa Machs Malacha, people tie Mesa Machs Malacha. What are you supposed to do? Right? What are you supposed to do if you don't want to become a shaymer and you don't want to be chayvim shia? Yishtavak hazeh, shaykh, how are you supposed to do it? What's the wrong way to do it? The right way to do it? That's the next sugya. So it's not a hard sugya. The sugya b'etzer is a mathematic cross with her sugya. We'll have to see exactly what to do. Say that.